Well, recorder's on.
Let me record that out here.
Recording in progress.
Okay. All right. Joel, on?
On.
All right. I'd like to call the July 12, 2022 meeting to order. Request a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, Joel.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Bill Miller.
Present.
Mark Sadler.
Present.
Roll call complete.
Okay, I'm looking for approval for the regular meeting minutes from June 28th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call. Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay, fiscal officer's report.
Fund status, $599,873.29 in pooled investments, $610,584.80 in checking. Payments for tonight to approve, warrant numbers 20493 through 20882, and electronic payments 89-2022 through 93-2022, totaling $54,568.91. Deposits made since last meeting is totaling $11,960.27. Second quarter fire department payroll. That's why it's higher.
Yeah. A lot of checks to sign. I can approve it as read if everybody's.
Second,
Mark Sadler. Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Fiscal officer. Motion carried.
Joel, do you have anything else for?
Yep, I do.
Okay.
I received a public records request from Shinover Law Office. The six items listed here that they would need, only one of them I can provide. Everything else are zoning records. So I have put them in this packet with a cover letter of what I provided, which are just trustee meeting minutes. So I need to give this to somebody to give to Linda to have her act on the rest of these. And then I think I can take them back from her and then mail this to Shinover Law Office together. I don't know who's in charge of zoning.
We all are, but I guess I'm the board president.
So I just want to make sure it gets done.
Yep.
I don't know. There's no unnecessary timeline, but, you know, I got it earlier this week, so the clock is ticking. Nice. There is one thing to note. I'm sorry. Bo, pull up in front of that envelope. Yeah, that highlighted thing.
Yep.
You see, so in that request, it references that paragraph from that meeting minute.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to know what that is, and I don't think Linda will either.
And that is?
Like number four or something. And number three on that request.
Copy of room.
So then I just pulled the meeting minute and read it.
And okay.
Do you know what that's talking about? You've seen something like that? You weren't a trustee then, I don't believe. That was when Joe Kiss was.
No, I was here.
Were you here?
Yep. Okay.
So just FYI. All
right. I will give this to Linda. She's gone for the week, right?
She's the fear of right there.
Yeah. But I would make sure that gets in our hands ASAP.
Hey, Bo, can I see it? Yep. I'm just curious.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just most of it's pretty basic zoning records from this time to this time.
But, okay.
Is that any question?
Joel?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
One of the questions that.
Did anybody have anything else for Joel?
No, I don't have anything else.
All right, thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
Zoning department. Linda's not here tonight. Moving on to rec department. Gary is not here.
Bo, as long as we're right there in the rec department, I got a bill here. It's only $54.18. I'll give it to Joel. It's when my grandson did the work over there. That's some of the materials. Bill's right here.
Okay.
I don't think we've got a vote on it. It's only $54.
It falls under rec, so Gary will just need to approve it. Then Joel can.
I'll give it to you.
All right. Fire department. Anybody here from the fire department to give a report?
Not me.
Okay.
Joel might have a shirt on, but no, I'm not.
Well, I guess I could probably give the report.
Is Tony not coming tonight?
He said he'd be right back here.
Oh,
he
okay.
They've got
all the tractor club.
Motion
there.
To adjourn the meeting.
Out there. They've got.
No.
All right, we'll skip Tony. We'll come back.
Up there, so, what's all the
shows? So we'll move. They're doing a SWAT team meeting tonight.
Sorry.
Yep, no, I'm sorry. Okay, Kevin, you're up. Maintenance department.
Okay, under roads, obviously we accepted the road project. Still waiting to hear back on the contract yet, and have got nothing on the start date as of yet. I did put my name on the list to attend the pre-construction meeting with the county. So when I go to that, we'll probably get a hard, fast date of when they're going to start on those roads. One thing I do have to ask for, and I think I've done it already, but just to make sure, I'd like to hire the Lucas County engineers to do some spray patching for us. I tried to the south here, but with the new guy that took over, they really haven't got the hang of their spray patcher, and they've had some issues with it. Lucas County's price is $5,400. And that's per day for 10 hours. But that starts from when they leave until they get back. They're working 10-hour shifts. If I don't need them for all 10 hours, then we pay for however many hours that we use them. Just to be safe, I'd like to approve 2 days. Basically, what we're going to be doing, we aren't repairing any holes or anything, because we're all the sewer across the road, like up on March Road and Rialdo Road, and Bono on Main Street, when the state come in and did the widening, their overlay it comes in. I mean, it's about like that. If you hit that in the middle of the night, not thinking with snowplow really, and it's pretty rough coming onto it or off of it. So I want to blend that in a little bit also. So I'm hoping, we're talking about county employees, but I'm hoping in one day, I can push them through. I'm gonna start with the stuff that I absolutely wanna get right away. Then anything we don't get beyond the point of the 2 days, if we have to go the 2 days, then we'll hold off because we're tarring and chipping the roads. This pretty much looks like tar and chip when they put it back on top, but I'd rather get it underneath that layer if we can. So that's what I'm looking to do.
And that covers material and everything, right?
That's everything. That's the cost per day for material, manpower, the traffic control, roller, everything. It would be $10,800 is what I'm asking for if you guys would like to do that. I said the roads aren't falling apart or anything. It's just to make it a better road to drive on.
Joel, do you need a motion for approval?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's over my limit.
Motion to approve as requested.
I can second that.
Seconded. Bo Miller. Roll call. Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
If you've been out driving around, you've obviously noticed we finally got to the other sides of the ditches. Neighborhoods are starting to clean up. We're starting to push stuff back. Some of the stuff that Linda gave me for the last meeting, we've covered a little bit of it. Eric will be on vacation next week, so that'll be put on hold another week. But by the next meeting, we should be starting on cutting those vacant lots. I got a couple other projects I'd like to go ahead of that yet, but we'll start getting all them cut, all the nuisance lots. Cemetery, the new plot in the cemetery, I'm hopefully, if it doesn't get done this week, next week, I'll go over and mow it. The neighbor contacted me and he wasn't upset. He just wanted to know if we were going to mow it or what we were doing with it. And I told him, whatever comes first, we either mow it or we'll go in and work it and get rid of the weeds out of it. So we're going to mow that yet. The rest of the week, Eric will be concentrating on mowing cemetery, rec field, the ball diamonds, and he'll finish up here. And that's pretty much what I've got scheduled for him the rest of the week, to keep everything cleaned up. The last thing I have, Joel, I think he shared the application with you for the part-time help for Ray St. John. Did anybody see that? He lives down in Reno. He's retired. Inquired about the part-time position. I've talked to him. He's filled out the packet for the township already with his driver's license, everything. So I would like to put him onto my part-time help. I'm still looking for a couple others I can rely on that we can alternate. The ultimate goal would be is get somebody that can fill in the winter time when we're getting a lot of snow, where we could keep two trucks running instead of one. And he's plowed snow before, but that's to be determined yet. I'd like to see if we get anybody else in too. And I did sit down and discuss this with him pretty good the other day when he came back, and he was perfectly fine. He's not looking for a full-time job. Couple days a week, he's perfectly good with that. And for him, his hourly rate will be $14 an hour, and it'll just be at the discretion of when we need him and when we don't.
So that's your recommendation at the higher rate?
At this point, yes. Which
it would be good for you. I mean, if there's more applicants, it'd be good for you to have several on staff. Yeah.
Well, and with the appropriations meeting, I don't have to have the board's approval, but since I haven't had him work yet, I'd rather you guys stamp it tonight, and that way it's gone through like we hired a completely new employee. Mm-hmm.
I know him. I talked to him also with Kevin, and he was a bricklayer, so he knows how to work, and he's not afraid to weed whack and stuff like that, so I think he'd be a great person to have in there. We can't go wrong, I don't think.
Adventure's motion.
Did you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we hire Ray St. John for part-time help at the rate of $14 an hour, and he knows that too, so yeah. He understood that. There's no argument there.
I'll second that.
Second of Mark Sattler. Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And after I explained to him the type of work he was going to do, he didn't leave. So that was a good sign.
Yeah. He lives on Temple.
Oh, okay.
That's all I got other than me and Gary has just been talking back and forth about the rec field and a couple different things going on over there. But if he comes online, you'll probably talk about him tonight. But that's all I got, unless you guys got something for me at this point.
Oh, we already covered rec, right?
No report.
So Gary sent me an email. I apologize. He just reminded me. Gary sent me an email about a shed to put out in the rec field, and he sent me a picture of it. It was at Home Depot's on metal, small shed, and it was not very expensive. I told him that purchase it because
it's within his budget too.
Yeah, well within it. So
sure.
He might need your card, or have either one of trustee card, or you pay the place for it. I don't know if it's the final and if it's assembled already. He had a picture of one at Home Depot. I think it's pretty small to just park the striping machine in there.
Just if we're going to buy something, let's make sure it's heavy enough that we can secure it and whatever's in it is remotely safe. Sits out there all by itself with no lights, no nothing.
So. It'll blow over too.
Yeah, you better talk to us before he buys anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll talk to him.
Yeah, because I don't know if he needs guidance. The rec board, I guess, talked about it, but that's only as far as it got.
Okay.
Kevin, the only thing I had for you was I got a call from Dave Temple. West and North Street. The, he sent me a picture of it. The tree branches are hanging down pretty low on them, and every time people go through there, especially him with his camper and others, it's
time to go the other way.
Well, he just said they're pretty low. He goes, yeah. A lot of them are probably just hit them with the pole saw. They would yeah. get them. So if you could take, I told him that you were going to be gone this week, and then next week Eric was going to be gone, so I didn't know how soon.
That area is actually in what I give Lake Erie Tree to cut. Just like down
like
on Marsh Road, we got a
Lagoon West of Marais,
problem yeah. with a lot of willows.
Yeah.
And I'll have to get back with Jim and find out where we're at on the schedule. And then we're not soon, we'll go down and cut some.
Okay. Off. Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much. Anything else from Kevin?
No, I have nothing else.
All right. We will go back up to the fire department. Chief.
Well, good evening. Everybody stay in line, because if not, I got a lot of law enforcement up front. Lucas County SWAT is training in our building, so they go through a training. So if you're wondering why all that is there, and then the Tractor Club is also having a meeting up in the station, too. So I got a full house in there, but all is good. Everything is going well at the fire department. We had another triathlon race over the weekend. Everything went uneventful, and there was no real calls for concern or anything like that. So we've been doing fine with our coverage. And I have a new applicant that I would like to submit to you, trustees. I'm asking to take this gentleman on. Brandon is his name. He works for the Port Authority in the railroad group. Lives over on Brown Road between Cushno and North Curtis, so he's fairly close in the area. He is a retired U.S. Coast Guardman, and so he's got experience in law enforcement and search and rescue. So for our water asset division of our department, you know, he could be very extremely helpful in learning and understanding a little bit more of the Coast Guard ways. The first thing I had to tell him, though, I said, you know, when we have an event, the Coast Guard is the worst one. They don't play in the sandbox because they won't join Unified Command. So, but I've said it enough times. I don't think we're going to have that problem anymore, because I've said it in enough meetings that they will send a liaison now. But, you know, in a large incident, it's important that a representative from each agency is there to assist us. I only had the opportunity to interview with him myself. I'm still going to have my officers interview with him, but we have a few people that are off sick right now, so we'll postpone it. But I would at least like to at least move forward. Everything is always pending, background check and physicals and stuff like that. So we are having, they're supposed to be training this fall coming up in here in Oregon. So they are getting organized, and so we should be able to have, I believe it'll be fire training first. It'll be a 36 transition to a fire one, and then hopefully after in January, going into EMT. So it's been real struggle ever since COVID to even find classes. I mean, you can find classes at Owens or University of Toledo and four counties, but that's where people are having to travel long distances. At least these people are close. They're right here in the Clay and or Oregon area for training. So I'll leave it to you, gentlemen.
Any reservation?
I have none.
Motion to approve as requested.
I can second that.
Second to Bo Miller. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Other than that, that's all I have until new business.
You want to spend money?
What's that?
You want to spend more money?
No.
Oh, good.
I'm giving you. I want to help out.
All right. I like that. All right. Thank you, Chief. Anything for the Chief, gentlemen?
No.
No, I don't care anything.
All right. Nothing from the food pantry? All right. I guess by better judgment. the Reno Beach Howard Farms Conservancy. Elvis.
No updates to report.
Wow. G. Joel made you feel bad, didn't he?
Good. I keep doing that. It's called a bully.
All right, thank you. All right, trustees report. And the cemetery.
Nothing beyond what Kevin reported on.
Okay. Paul Reynolds, I've had a couple calls, nothing. The wake slowed down, that's good, so.
Yeah, and there was one almost every week there for a while.
I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then Rosen Bridge, Dave?
Just that I called Jay Mosley, and I thanked him for helping out with the ditch petitions.
Okay. Moving on to old business. the core meeting.
Yeah, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will be here for about 2 hours to walk some of the non-project segment dikes, but they're going to start the first half hour from like 1:30 to 2 at the fire station to meet with us and the conservancy.
There's no way they're going to do this in 2 hours.
Well, I don't think they're doing the whole thing. I think there's some spots that they're going to go to.
They'll be here in the morning, probably 0800 to walk the entire levee.
Oh, they will.
Annual inspection, and they're piggybacking on that to look at the non-project sector.
Okay.
Last time we went to Bono and we ate.
Nice. I think last
they enjoyed that.
Some way.
All right. That's that, Mark.
That's all.
All right. Okay, so back to the township sign. So, I had the one company we got the quote from, Fruitel Sign. I reached out to another company when we requested a thing, and they said that they couldn't compete with them. And I've called two other sign companies with no response.
No kidding.
No. Can't even get them to call me back. So, we can table it until the next meeting, see if I hear anything. And Joel, so you weren't at the last meeting.
But I heard the meeting minutes.
So we're looking at 40,000 is what, 40,594 is actually what the cost is. Does that need to be put out to bid?
Because we're planning on using ARP funds, and the question is, would the limit be any different for bidding if using, under state of Ohio, if using ARP funds?
It was $50,000.
Is it 50 where it has to go out for bid?
Okay. We should table it till we
check.
Two reasons. One, I'm getting my second tranche from the government for ARP funds,
okay.
Which will, because right now it's at there's money in there, but that should be coming in maybe this month. I just got the email about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to probably appropriate more money for this year to pay for that side, because all I did was just throw arbitrary number at the beginning of the year and said, I don't know what we're going to spend the money on.
Right.
I think it was like $100,000, and Tony took $50,000 of it already. Thank you. So if we know we have an exact number for the sign, and we know that money has been deposited in our account, and we tried and exhausted it at least quotes, then do it all at once.
Okay. So if we wait two more weeks to see if any more
end of the month,
quotes come in,
yeah.
And if none come, then the documentation is you've contacted company
A, B,
and C. They've declined to quote. They can't beat the price.
And this is where we're at.
I'm going to look real quick to see if that deposit is in July.
Bo, about 10 years ago, we were looking at doing this too, and Joe had a lot of trouble too trying to get bids to.
I mean, the one company out of Michigan there that I called, they're the ones that I said, here, I've got the specs. I need you to quote this. Like, so it matches the exact. And they're like, we can't compete with them.
And I will clarify the dollar amount on that sign. Because I
thought it was $50,000 you had to go out for bid. But
there's ARP monies.
The attorney did say something about making sure you had good documentation.
Correct. Yeah.
Because otherwise we'd have to set it in the paper.
At least have some kind of statement of meeting.
Right.
Here's a company, no response. Here's a company, no response. Here's a company, no response. Only response.
Okay.
I mean, we've been talking about it, but okay.
Okay. Not a problem. So I'll leave that on there for the next meeting. Number three, we already took care of that, the part-time help for Kevin. So that's already been taken care of. We didn't have a lot of old business. Is there anybody, anything else that anybody had for old business?
I don't.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to new business then. The Ethernet expansion, and I put that in the cemetery PC.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great together.
So Evan, our IT guy, has acquired one PC for zoning, and I've asked him to go ahead and get a second. And these are refurbished, so that's quite a bit cheaper than buying new. Because the cemetery PC is kind of pretty old, and we probably, and these PCs are only about 2 to 3 years old, so it'll to refresh, we'll keep it going for quite a while longer. So I've asked him to go ahead and get a second one. And also, Kevin indicated he needed a little bit of assistance with the Ethernet expansion, because we'll need an Ethernet drop for that second, for the zoning PC, and we'll need new Ethernet drops for all of the IP phones for the trustees, and then out to Kevin's garage, etc. So Evan's going to give you a call here in the next week or two. I know you're out next this week, but probably
usually
next
works.
Week.
She'll call me tomorrow or Thursday. He always does.
Yeah.
But anyway, he'll
expand on that. What I found out, that when I first looked at the splitters, it said nothing about that you have to go back in and jumper it so it would create two lines when it came out. Basically, everything I was reading, it was plug and go. So I thought, okay, it's going to work just like phone does when you plug in the splitter. No, it doesn't work that way. So we just got to make sure we got enough ports on the back of ours right now that we can add a multi-splitter on there. Then we'll just go from there and we'll split everything.
Right.
So.
All right.
That's all you have?
That's it.
All right. The Team of Cog Summer Caucus, August 3rd at Penna. Just
an
update.
Yeah,
just
I think we all got the email.
Yeah, we all got it. That's when all the senators and congressmen get together from the state and everything.
Right.
It's my birthday, too. So,
if we go there,
you're going to take me out to dinner then. So,
we'll go Mexican and we'll get margaritas.
We'll see it in the cafeteria there.
Yeah, all right. Number three, Team of Cog Water Quality Council, July 11th. That was yesterday.
Yes, yes. Yesterday, the Team of Cog, Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments, Water Quality Council met. They meet every 2 months. Tim Zimnicki is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He talked about the harmful algal bloom, the cost of intervention. And he spoke a little bit about how when there's algal blooms, they have to use more alum to cause that to precipitate out, and there's a higher cost for filtration. They analyzed the 2020 data, and they came back and said, you know, for an average family of five in the city of Toledo, that does cost them about an extra $100 a year. In some cases, it could be as much as a 30% premium on the water bill, for that additional filtration. The Ohio EPA has not released the results, but the Alliance for the Great Lakes has released the results, and I did notice that there was a reporter there, and let's see if I can find it. It hit the news this morning. There it is. Residents of Toledo, Ohio. It talks about the 2014 water crisis. So anyway, those of you that get Newsbreak on your phones, you may see that, you may have seen that come through today. So that was based on the report that Tom Zimnicki gave.
Excuse me, Mark. Sure. Was that LG from this year or 2014?
No, this is 2014. That's the picture from 2014. But then he went, the article goes on to report $100 a year extra cost for filtration, etc.
It's coming. It's out there, just it ain't that bad yet.
I did, although I did read that they did not think that this year was going to be as bad as last year.
That's what I read in the paper, too.
We got some heat out there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's all I've got on the Water Quality Council.
Okay. I have a meeting Friday with Tima Cog on the stormwater. Eric is his name. And basically, he wanted to know if issues that we have with stormwater, any, you know, if we have any input. We're going to talk about possible grants that's out there through Tima Cog. So is there any issue that you guys see that is a major, like our number one issue for stormwater here in the township?
I mean, I think our biggest question is, you know, what is eligible for use of stormwater monies? And I think the...
Well, see, now this is going to be a little bit different than the monies that we're getting from the county.
County.
Oh.
This is Tima Cog.
Oh, so these are, okay, these are grants. We're going after grants.
These are possible grants or other monies that are out there for stormwater that we could potentially, you know, get some funding for.
Did they give you some eligible applications?
No, not yet. We're actually meeting in person for this. So I just didn't know if there was a major issue that we see as a board that is like a top priority for us, or just...
Well, given that we're such a low-lying area and ditches are really important, because without ditches you're not going to drain fields, and will any of those stormwater grants that Tima Cog is helping...
Ditch maintenance.
Exactly.
Usually it has to go into something like a marsh or something. That's the only way you'll ever get a ditch clean. Because I've been through this already.
Yeah.
It's pretty fine to get any grants to just clean a ditch.
Yeah. So like the one on Wallace. Because that goes into the house.
They got a bunch of money for that.
Did they?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they did. They loved that. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Consider the privately owned ditches that are along the levee, because they also pump into the marsh, the Howard Marsh. And we clearly don't have the money to upgrade those. So we'd like to, you know, be a part of that if possible. And if you're going to the meeting, then... But all the ditches, the ones that are owned by Grout, the ones owned by Jakubowski, they all need to be cleaned. And so
they go to the lake, though.
Some of them go to the lake, some of them go to the marsh.
Oh, the back one could go to the marsh.
That's right.
Yeah,
they could. And then there's a Kenneth Wolf, I believe, that's also pumping.
Are you working Friday?
I am, but what time are you going to be there?
Well, he's actually coming out here to my office.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, I was kind of shocked.
So let me know afterwards. I can arrange.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
See. So,
how about catch basin upgrades? Since we really aren't allowed to do it out of our other money,
right?
Well, which handle stormwater, because there are other ones that we could. They're not in critical condition or nothing, but we could continue to upgrade on them if we had money, which we've come leaps and bounds since our last one. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have a good report on that. All right. Number five, Lucas County 911. I think you've been heading that one out?
Yeah, that's where I'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I'll give a report on it.
All right. Number six, wreck items to be disposed of. I think we probably all saw the pictures of stuff from Gary. Did you get a picture of that?
Yeah, stuff's aged out. It's been
mice.
Damage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
all we need to do is he's got an inventory, and then we just need to accept that inventory that we're retiring.
There actually is an inventory?
Well, he's creating one.
Oh, he's creating, as I said.
Yeah, he's creating what's there.
Okay.
And then going to bring it to the trustees, and then we can say that we're going to remove it from our inventory or dispose of it.
Yeah, the problem right, Joel, you put that in the records.
I just put it with the meeting minutes.
Yeah.
And you guys will just say motion to approve the disposal of items listed, Perfect. Exhibit A or whatever that you want to call it.
Yeah, they were pretty damaged. There was a lot of damaged equipment in there. And like you said, the helmets and shoulder pads, them are, after so many years, they're no longer even viable. So they can't even be used. So.
It needed cleaning out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, number seven, the zoning assistant pay. Dave, that was yours. You had on the thing.
Oh.
Did
you want to go into executive session to discuss?
It's up to us. I still don't think we should do anything until our organizational meeting. That's where we change all our pay rates. I guess we have to tell her that she'll have to wait for that $15 to January. I don't know. What do you guys think?
My opinion.
I hate to lose her.
I agree. My opinion is that yes, I think that we should wait until the reorg meeting. I've been in now 5 years, and I've never changed a pay rate in the middle of the year, number one. Number two, I would say shame on our zoning inspector and shame on the Board of Trustees if she was not notified of her wages when she hired in. And I say shame on us because we didn't interview her. She was basically the only viable candidate at the time. And we took her employment off the recommendation of the zoning inspector. Same as, you know, we do with, you know, Kevin did there too.
It read really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does have very good skills.
Yes. So I don't feel comfortable changing the pay rate in the middle of the year.
So ask the zoning inspector to go back and explain that we will we really don't want to lose her, but we want to hang on to her. We're happy with her work based upon the feedback from the zoning inspector, and we'd really like to take this up at the annual meeting, the annual
organizational meeting,
at year end for 2023, and see if that's acceptable.
Yeah, I that's the best way to do it. You know,
rather than a hard no. I don't really want to risk losing her if we don't have to.
I think she's probably worth that. You know, and but we have to do it the right way, I think.
Okay, nothing else on that then? We're going to hold off and... Okay.
You're going to talk to the zoning inspector then? And
I
Mark,
can.
Or
yeah.
I thought Mark, I don't know.
I could do it. When I meet up with her for this, I'll, I can
right.
go over
Sounds
with her.
Good.
This.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
right.
good.
Okay. Number eight. Dave, you got two of them there. I mixed them for you.
There's that
Team
waste.
Team of Cog wastewater.
Yeah.
Man, a lot of Team of Cog meetings.
Oh, yes. Team guy's crazy. there's a meeting that's July the 14th, and can't remember on my paperwork if that's a in person or not, or if it's a Zoom. But I was going to try and do that one that July 14th, and then that meeting. See that webinar. Yeah, you know, that is a webinar, the 21st.
The FHWA?
Yeah.
And what does that stand for, you know?
No, I don't. Oh, I can't find all my papers.
Sounds important.
Sorry, I didn't put you on the spot. I didn't.
I'll find that before we get done, and I'll let you know. I'll go through my paperwork.
Because that's a webinar, yeah.
Yeah.
What day is that? I'm trying to find
The 14th is a Thursday, the wastewater meeting, and then the local aid webinar is on the 21st. So that would be also a Thursday.
Yeah, the 14th, it's in Bowling Green, but I got to either call or get online, and it's mostly about phosphorus, and it's at Bowling Green State University, but they didn't say where.
Oh.
So...
We'll bring the corn, and then they'll find you, right?
Yes, they will.
Yeah. So I'm sure you're famous down there.
So the
Synagogue's got a webinar. It might be Thursday. I was saying it was tomorrow. because I'd signed up for it. It was on stormwater grants and something to do with the Water Act. And it was a EPA type meeting, and that way I could have got my EPA minutes or hours for the year. Well, not knowing that I was already going to be off, so I'm going to try to log on to it on my phone. But that one's a webinar. It's either tomorrow or Thursday. Maybe it is Thursday.
All right, any other new business?
Yeah, I have a couple of new business items. There's a, I forwarded today an email from TC Energy Pipeline. They're doing a population survey regarding, and they're in that email, there's a map showing the pipeline in our township. And they want to know if there's any new or planned construction in the area of that pipeline. Now, I looked at it, it looked kind of, I'm wondering if that's where the Columbia Gas Pipeline runs. So my thought is, I included the zoning inspector, my thought is the zoning inspector would probably be the most knowledgeable about any new or planned construction.
Where did the pipeline run? Along Route 2?
It looked like it ran along Route 2 and then up North Curtis Road.
That's
a couple different, you know, and a little bit north and quite a bit south.
Yeah, that's
so that's what I'm thinking is probably the,
yeah, it is,
the gas pipeline.
Yeah, because it feeds Eisenhower, then they brought it around Route 2, and then it feeds Jerusalem.
Yeah,
it goes around my house. And
so yeah, there's a map of a Google Earth with the pipeline drawn in there.
Yeah.
So, okay, I will follow up with the zoning inspector.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
Can you keep the fire department informed,
oh, sure,
if any pipeline is going to be expanded in the area?
Oh, absolutely. If there's anything.
I mean, if you guys are hearing something, because normally we get a little involvement about that.
Yeah,
well.
This simply has to do with maintenance and safety for the pipeline. They didn't say anything about extending.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. The other new business item I have is here is some information for you, gentlemen. And Chief, you may want to jump in here. One for Joel. Here's one for the chief, and then here's one for you, Elvis.
Oh, yes.
Thanks.
So there's been a meeting already, and considerable work on planning right now the working name is a Park Fest 2022. Probably for a Friday night, August 19th, and a Saturday, August 20th. And so right now, Friday night, it would be potentially, you know, maybe a bike night, and then several area taverns would be having live bands. And then on Saturday, there's some ideas for entertainment and involvement, family involvement, using the rec field and maybe some other areas in the township. Elvis, you or Chief, either of you gentlemen want to chime in?
Yeah, I will. So, as far as the fire department, we're looking just to have a community funding out of this whole thing, and to showcase our rec field. So we want to have it at the rec ball diamonds, and right there with Jerusalem School. So we have the small playground for the little ones to play on, and it's a day of just having fun. Let's go back in time and let's play a wiffle ball game. Not a baseball game, not a softball game, a wiffle ball game. You know, a plastic ball and bat, and just have some fun. Cornhole, badminton, horseshoe. All these kinds of just fun activities. We've got a 6-foot diameter beach ball where we're going to play like a little bit of a soccer-type game where you have to go pass goals. The fire department, we're willing to spray some water up in the air and make it rain, and the kids can play in that. And fire department will also provide the hot dogs, chips, and drinks, and that's all free. Everything is all free. Part of this is the Alihaka Estate funds that were available for to give back to the community, and so that's what we want to do. But it's just a day of having a fun time with your neighbors, get to know somebody, and so we've also invited the we have a tractor club, and it's pretty phenomenal how large it is, and the display of all the tractors. So we've invited them to come in, and some other we want to reach out to our commercial fishermen and our charter boats and showcase what they have to offer. Agriculture is always going to stay here. That's we know that. That's what we want. We like we love our agriculture. So we want to talk about that more, and we want to showcase some of that. Maybe put some generic information out there. What are some of our local farmers? How many acres are is Butch Berger doing, or how much is Jim Fox doing, or the Wolf and those guys? It'd be interesting. But not only that, Mike Zeech, what is the harvest of commercial fish coming out of this area? You know, and then reach out to the Wolf Creek Sportsman Club. You know, they're harvesting muskrats and stuff. There's trapping in this area. You can't do trapping. You may trap for nuisance animals over in Sylvania or Maumee and stuff like that, but you're not going for, you know, animals that you can truly harvest. So we just want to showcase what Jerusalem is. So we're just kind of working together with the economic development and just really looking at a fun time. Maybe we can get Bench to, if he could get his corn grown, we could maybe grow some corn or something too. And that would be a favorite of everybody.
Think we have corn in the 5 weeks?
Hot corn on the cob. I just thought of that one.
Yeah, I was thinking of it while you were talking.
Oh, yeah. But it's really going to take, a lot of effort on a lot of people to encourage people to come. And I'm not saying we're not going to have outside people. I mean, you may have relatives coming into town that weekend and bring them along. It's just about having a good time. You know, and if we're running low on hot dogs, we'll go buy more and we'll cook up some more. Not a big deal. It's not at all to be stressful. It's just have a good time with our neighbors. And I think we could show something that other communities have their events and stuff like that. And all I want to see is us just have a good time. That's it. That's my impression.
Great. Any comments, any feedback? Ideas, suggestions from?
Are you having businesses see if they can donate? Or like team-wise, like Minky's t-shirts and like Charter Captains have t-shirts. So like just for like people to wear and give out and just if they want to.
I think that's a great idea. And I'm all for it. I didn't have any intentions of going to soliciting anything. I wasn't trying to solicit any prizes or anything of that notion. But I would love for our businesses, all of our businesses, even whether it's a bed and breakfast, whether it's Lake Erie Tree, put a table up. Showcase what you have here so you know. And then people can ask Lake Erie Tree, where do all these freaking trees come from? You've got a successful business. I just think it could be kind of neat like that.
And the thing for us to remember is this is the first year.
Yeah.
And it can be small. And you know, if it's an annual event, then we can try to build on that and
start.
And yeah, this is a start, and we can try to grow it in future years.
It hasn't been advertised.
Let me add, because we've had several meetings, and it hasn't been advertised yet because we can't get the cart in front of the horse. We're working on a really short time period here because the date on this is August 19th or 20th before the kids go back to school. There's been a lot of conversation of business owners in the community so far, And I think it was well said, the first year will probably be a stake in the ground. It's not going to be the Taj Mahal event. But here are some of the things in addition to what Tony is planning, that the town should, and everybody's working together. So most of the businesses in the community have been very receptive, from Minky's to Anchor Point to the Build, Bono Tavern. Well, we have to get to Bono Tavern, but Curtis High Flash. And the idea is to have multiple things going on in the community because not everybody has kids. So the Maumee Bay State Park, it's not in concrete yet, but the Volkswagen Club has interest in going to the Maumee Bay State Park. And then we have the Jeepsters and possibly some Jeeps at the Howard Marsh. The local businesses are very excited about having an annual event, a fest, if you will, Park Fest. And I think the reason why it landed on Park Fest is because we have six parks, whether they're national, state, or Toledo, or even our own. We have six parks in the area. So Sarah Reynolds, Gabrielle Rieger, Aaron Minky, all these folks are excited about it. They want to put a band on Friday night before to kind of draw people and kick it off. And then on Saturday, the big focus is what Chief's talking about over at the rec fields, family day, fun day. There'll probably be a couple of car shows going on if we can put it together so that if you don't have kids and you don't want to play wiffle ball, you can go see some Jeeps or some Volkswagens. And then Saturday evening to kind of bookend it, I know Sarah Reynolds is already, who knows Dem Bones, Arlie Parton band, I went to school with that boy anyway, they're booked. There has been talk about shirts to be able to help promote it, but probably the most important thing is to land on, if Park Fest is it seems to be what most people have said yes to, we need to put a definitive on that, because we do, somebody point, can't remember who it was, we need to get something out like in the next week. We need to be 30 days ahead of the 19th of August to start promoting this. We'll button up some loose ends, but we need to start promoting it. And I know there's folks that will donate, and I think we should have sponsors in the future. It might be a little short notice now, but I know we'll have people that will donate to advertise this on the Discover Jerusalem Township page. So that's all I have from the meetings that we've had.
The only thing that I seen on the paper for Bono Tavern, you're going to run into a parking problem if they discuss that. Because typically when they've had bigger events, they try parking alongside Main Street. That's going to be an issue.
Do you have any property you own, the township on Land Bank, that they could park? Or the church? I don't know if the church.
Great idea. We could partner with the church or some other places.
You got all that. You're gonna sell the Dollar General. So.
There you go, Bill. Is it mowed, Bill? Is it mowed?
Most of it. But that would be my only concern by the list. The other two places has somewhat adequate parking depending on how big it would grow. But Bono Tavern would be the only restriction I see. Whether they talk to them where the old campground was, if it gets big enough. If you're going to have a live band and it's well known, there's going to be a lot of cars.
So I would suggest in the first year, we probably should not have real high expectations. It's going to be thin. There may be even some businesses that aren't super pleased with the result.
Don't advertise it. The people can't plan on it because it'll interfere with vacations, going back to school.
That's why we need to be 30 days ahead.
Well, sometimes more than that. People make summer plans a year in advance.
Chief.
I plan on printing out a flyer for the fire department anyways, but I can just two-side it. So the one side is a recruitment page, because it's what we have to do. So one side will be the recruitment, and the other side can showcase it'll be the intro. So that'll go in the Suburban Press, and we can get that out. As long as I get it to them by Wednesday, next week, it can go out next week.
Yeah, so. Chief, when you get that worked up, if you can send me the electronic version, I'll go ahead and push that out on our government Facebook.
Okay.
As well.
So, but we got to make sure that you guys are okay with this date and everything else. So, you know, we need, because we're using the township property.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that
this is just before
the kids, with all this.
This is just before the kids go back to school. It's like that weekend before.
That's right. And one last request coming from the business owners in the community. First, thank the leadership of the township for listening to the public survey and trying to put something forth. But they're also asking that all leadership in the community work together to help promote this for the betterment of our community and those businesses. Word of mouth, leverage, you know, relationships.
All right, anything else?
Just an indication of support or acceptance?
Yeah, I'm
okay. Dave, your thoughts?
Oh, it sounds great.
Okay.
That's my wife's birthday, so.
Oh, boy. I can really take her out.
Cheap date.
Hey, don't we have a dump tank set up? I can check with Larry Slumber, see if he still has
it. Okay. All right. Well, you have your support, and we'll do everything we can to encourage and support it then. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Any other new business?
I don't have any other new business.
I got something here, this Federal Highway Administration Local Aid Support. Mark, I thought you'd be good at that. That's a webinar, 14th, I believe.
Oh, on Thursday?
Thursday, yeah.
Sure. All right.
And I got this nomination sought for Lucas County Natural Resources Committee. During each round of the Clean Ohio funding, the 11-member NRCA evaluates applications and recommends projects for funding in Lucas County. The council is seeking two appointees for three-year terms. The NRAC service is voluntary without compensation. Candidates for the position of this, you'll need like a local government backing or convention or conversation or environmental or organization, municipal park system or park district, backing, business, realty, planning agency, or port authority, statewide or organization representing agriculture or forestry, soil and water conservation district backing. Elvis, would you be interested, or I got some other names here, would you be interested in something like that?
Potentially. I'd like to look at that a little closer.
Okay. I got some.
When do we need to know by?
Oh, pretty quick here. I'll talk to you after the meeting.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you.
By the 28th of July.
I can hang around after the meeting.
Okay. If you don't have time, I have several other names here. I thought it'd be.
We look at it a little closer after the meeting.
It'd be neat to have somebody locally on these decisions, and yeah.
Okay.
Any other new business?
No business for me.
Nah.
All done?
Oh, what are we going to do in these logos?
I sent those through. By the way, I went ahead and.
We adopted that one, didn't we?
I think that's the one we adopted. Yeah, we did adopt the logo, and I went ahead and mocked up some new stationery, and I actually. For purposes of projection, I went ahead and put your agenda on there. So that's
I like this, Mark. When we thinned that out in between,
yes,
that makes the difference.
We did take there were two suggestions. One from a retired school teacher, and she said bring your U together, and they did that.
Yeah.
And then the other one. I forget what was the other suggestion.
But that thin line in there.
That was camping. We put that in the brochure. Yes. I don't have it. We added it to the brochure.
Yeah,
thank you for your feedback. So yep, yeah, we think we're there. So I did forward to all of you the images,
mm-hmm.
And those are actually sharper than what we've been using. So that'll be really good. So we'll go ahead and store them. Joel, if you're able to go ahead
and get, was it what the
It's not a PDF. Did you?
They're all. It's not PDF. They're all. They're different versions, like GIF files.
Okay.
And,
that way we can send them out if we need to.
Yep.
We can.
And that was the email I sent out this afternoon to everybody. Has all of those different sizes.
Save for future use.
Yep.
Exactly.
And so, and a big thanks to Tim Titkemeyer for his company's work on updating that logo and then gathering all the information to make it real sharp and crisp. Okay, that's all I've got.
That it? All right, any public participation? Chief?
I have two. First one is just a suggestion and an idea that I'd like the trustees to consider if it could be done. The driveway approach for the recycling area, maybe you could consider looking at putting in a concrete approach there so we don't have the stone right up against the road.
Yeah.
And because there's a considerable amount of traffic that's in and out of there all the time.
There is.
And it would probably assist the heavier vehicles that, you know, have to go in and out of there. So I see that as a, you know, beautiful improvement. Just getting, you know, maybe a 30-foot approach is about it. That's just one. The other thing I'm offering to the township is I have a dozer available, no cost to the township, but if you wanted to excavate 6 to 8 inches or 3 to 4 inches of earth and create the drive back to the marsh area for the ag students, I'm happy to. We have the use of that dozer till Thursday. It has to be picked up. So I know it's a short amount of time. I have an operator that would run it, and it takes very little. In one evening, he'd have it all done as far as that excavation. And then we could take back over with utilizing the road grindings with the township equipment and, you know, creating that road. It's just an idea.
So basically, it would just cost us some diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel and death.
And death.
The thing takes death.
And we have both of them, right?
No rental costs or anything.
Do we have both that on hand here, right?
And he basically would clear it out, form the road.
Correct.
And then we'd spread, later on we could spread the road grindings.
Correct.
And then we'd have a essentially a gravel.
You should put some kind of bigger base down before you use them grindings.
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's just what's available.
Yeah. I mean, and your, who's your brother-in-law probably?
It's my brother-in-law. He's an operating engineer.
Yeah, I thought you.
But the only caveat is that we have to get the machine from Cordovan de Camp over to the thing, and then the rental company will pick it up from here.
That's a lot of tires.
That's done.
If Dave can help with that,
you can do it.
We're good.
I'm for it.
Okay,
price
right. I support
absolutely.
It.
One last thing. I just need you or someone to identify where you want to start, where you want to end. That's all I need is, you know, and we can just drop cones. We could drop an orange cone here, drop it on, or paint. Take the paint marker.
Well, not the boundaries on the sides, but just the beginning and the end.
That's all I need is the beginning and the end.
I don't know what your guys' thoughts were. My thoughts were if we went down that side there, and then I'd like to see like a maybe like a little 2 or 3 car spot back there to where they can turn around.
Yeah, the bus could turn around.
Yeah, thing. Something there. So yeah.
I want to stay away from the line though, about 20 feet or something.
Yeah, we could do that. So we can. If we get it over here.
So
Dave
could.
You know where you're going then.
Paint market. Boom, we're done.
We can do it tonight.
Okay. That'd be great.
Sounds great.
Perfect. I like it. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's it.
You talk about the stone for the base. Stone for the base.
It's going to be grindings. That's all we got, and that's what we're going to spend.
And we've got some big, heavy stuff there, real chunky grindings, in one pile separated.
So you lay that down first, and then the finer stuff.
Then you go with the finer stuff.
We don't want to put the finer stuff on the bottom. Yeah.
Right. But we've got. I think there's a pile back there that's really chunky.
Yeah, it's only
Kevin's got separated out there,
but that comes later, right? This is just to clear the to truck.
So the dozer's going to move the dirt, and then later we're going to have to go back and scoop that dirt up and put it elsewhere. But,
right.
The dirt, the dozer's just going to create that.
Where do we want? Will he pile all that dirt in one spot?
He's going to have to push it off to the side. Yeah, he was creating a roadway.
He'll just push it to the side, and then we'll just clean it up.
Hey, as long as we get the truck, but it's just going to cut in. Kevin can do that in the winter. Perfect. All right, thank you, Chief. Any other public participation? Seeing none, looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded, Dave Bench. Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
That was pretty quick.
8:05.
8:05.